O believers, if you fear Allah, He will grant you a criterion to judge between right and wrong. Do away with your sins and forgive you. Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. Remember how the unbelievers plotted against you? They sought to take you captive or kill you or to exile you. They planned, and Allah also planned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best planner of all. Whenever our revelations are recited to them, they say, "Well, we have heard this. If we wanted, we could fabricate the like. These are nothing but the tales of the ancients." Also, remember how they said, "O Allah, if this is indeed the truth from you, then rain down stones on us from the sky or inflict some dreadful scourge to punish us." But Allah would not punish them while you were present in their midst. Nor does Allah punish people while they are asking for His forgiveness. But now there is no reason why Allah should not punish them when they are blocking others from the Masjid al-Haram, the Kaaba, whereas they are not its lawful guardians. In fact, its only guardians are those who fear Allah, even though most of them do not understand. Their prayer at the house of Allah is nothing but whistling and clapping of hands, whose only answer can be, "Taste the punishment because of your denying the truth." Surely the unbelievers spend their wealth in blocking the way of Allah, and so will they continue to spend. But in the end, these very efforts will become the cause of their regrets. At length they will be defeated, and in the hereafter, these unbelievers will be gathered together and driven to hell, in order that Allah may separate the filthy from the pure. He will heap the filthy one upon another, altogether, and then cast them into hell. They are the ones who will be the losers.